Test 3.
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在事件的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. It's 10 to 4. In another half an hour, we'll be home.
I'm glad we'll be home soon.
Text 2. Good morning. I'm here to see Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith went to Washington last Monday for a meeting, and he'll be back on Thursday night. If you like, you can come again on Friday morning. Text 3.Could you please tell me where I can find tennis shoes?
Yes, you can get them in the sportswear department on the right side of the store. Text 4. Could you press 11 for me, please? Thank you.
You're welcome. That's where I'm going too.
Text 5. I'm such a terrible typist that I can never finish this report.
Would you like me to take over for a while?
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在事件的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。
Text 6. Oh wow, I'm tired out.
Why?
I stayed up until 3 a.m. studying for that exam today. I was up at 7, at school by a quarter to 9. The exam was from 9 till 11:30. Then we had basketball practice from 1 to 3.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Could you do the dishes tonight? I know it's my turn.But I'm just too tired.
Sure. You can do them for me tomorrow night.
That'd be great. And thanks. I appreciate it. Oh, wow. I'm tired out.
Why?
I stayed up until 3 a.m. studying for that exam today. I was up at 7, at school by a quarter to 9. The exam was from 9 till 11:30.Then we had basketball practice from 1 to 3.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. Could you do the dishes tonight? I know it's my turn, but I'm just too tired.
Sure. You can do them for me tomorrow night.
That'd be great. And thanks. I appreciate it.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Text 7. Passport, please. Thank you. Why do you come to the United States?
I've come here to visit my cousin first. Then I am going to take some English courses in a university during the summer.
And how long do you plan on staying?
About 2 months. I will go back to China in early September.
Okay. And do you plan on working while you're here?
No, of course not.
Where will you be staying while you are here?
Actually, my cousin has helped me to find a place to stay in the university. I am sure that I will stay there for the whole summer.
Okay, well, welcome to America. Enjoy your stay. Passport, please. Thank you. Why do you come to the United States?
I've come here to visit my cousin first. Then I am going to take some English courses in a university during the summer.
And how long do you plan on staying?
About 2 months. I will go back to China in early September.
Okay. And do you plan on working while you're here?
No, of course not.
Where will you be staying while you are here?
Actually, my cousin has helped me to find a place to stay in the university. I am sure that I will stay there for the whole summer.
Okay, well, welcome to America. Enjoy your stay.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Text 8. Can I see your license, please?
What's the matter, officer? Did I do something wrong?
You were speeding.
I was speeding?
You certainly were. Do you have any idea how fast you were going?
I'm not sure, but I think I was going about 35.
This street is a 25 mile per hour zone, you know?
It is?
In this state, the speed limit in business areas is 25. Didn't you see the signs all along the street?
I'm sorry, officer. I guess I didn't notice. I was busy thinking about my job interview. You see, it's my first time here.
Well, since it's your first time in the city, I'll just give you a warning this time, but be careful not to speed again. Can I see your license, please?
What's the matter, officer? Did I do something wrong?
You were speeding.
I was speeding?
You certainly were. Do you have any idea how fast you were going?
I'm not sure, but I think I was going about 35.
This street is a 25 mile per hour zone, you know?
It is?
In this state, the speed limit in business areas is 25. Didn't you see the signs all along the street?
I'm sorry, officer.I guess I didn't notice. I was busy thinking about my job interview. You see, it's my first time here.
Well, since it's your first time in the city, I'll just give you a warning this time, but be careful not to speed again.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
Text 9. Hello, is that you, Mr. Parker?
Yes, speaking.
This is Emily. I just want to tell you that the meeting for this afternoon has been changed to 2:30.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you clearly. Something's wrong with the line. Would you please repeat that?
I said the meeting has been changed to 2:30. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's better. So the meeting has been changed from 2 to 2:30. Is that right?
That's right.
I see. Is there anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
That's all right. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Is that you, Mr. Parker?
Yes, speaking.
This is Emily. I just want to tell you that the meeting for this afternoon has been changed to 2:30.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you clearly. Something's wrong with the line. Would you please repeat that?
I said the meeting has been changed to 2:30. Can you hear me?
Yes, that's better. So the meeting has been changed from 2 to 2:30. Is that right?
That's right.
I see. Is there anything else?
No, that's all.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
That's all right. Bye.
Bye.
听第十段材料，回答第17至20题。
Text 10. One day, Mr. Exact was standing at the door reciting a text word by word when a stranger came up to him and said, "Excuse me, but could you tell me where the department store is?" "Sure," answered Mr. Exact. "You must go across the bridge and then turn right. The bridge is only 20 meters long." The stranger thanked him and went on his way. He was still walking across the bridge when someone called out from behind him, "Look out!" The stranger turned around and found that it was Mr. Exact. Breathing heavily, Mr. Exact said, "I'm sorry, but I gave you the wrong directions. I have come to tell you that the bridge is 40 meters long, not 20 meters long as I told you before. If you go 20 meters and turn right, you will fall into the water, as I did a couple of years ago when someone gave me the same directions." One day, Mr. Exact was standing at the door reciting a text word by word when a stranger came up to him and said, "Excuse me, but could you tell me where the department store is?" "Sure," answered Mr. Exact. "You must go across the bridge and then turn right. The bridge is only 20 meters long." The stranger thanked him and went on his way. He was still walking across the bridge when someone called out from behind him, "Look out!" The stranger turned around and found that it was Mr. Exact. Breathing heavily, Mr. Exact said, "I'm sorry, but I gave you the wrong directions. I have come to tell you that the bridge is 40 meters long, not 20 meters long as I told you before. If you go 20 meters and turn right, you will fall into the water, as I did a couple of years ago when someone gave me the same directions."
Thank you.
Test 4.
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在事件的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. I got 90 on my math exam. What about you?
I got 95, but Linda was much better. She got 98.
Text 2. Don't you know that you are an hour late?
I'm terribly sorry, Joan. My car broke down on the way, and I got so dirty trying to mend it. I had to go home to change clothes.
Text 3. Excuse me, does it say $5 for the bananas?
Oh, no.You bought 4 pounds. It is $1 per pound.
Text
4. Good morning, madam. What can I do for you?
Good morning. How much should I pay for these books to be sent to New York?
About $20.
Text 5.
Jack seems to think that this year's basketball season will be disappointing.
That's his opinion. Most others think differently.
从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在事件的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。
Text 6. I'm wondering if it's going to be fine this afternoon.
For what?
The sports meeting. It's fixed at 2 o'clock, but the fog.You can only see a short distance.
But don't you see the winds beginning to lift it up? I bet it will be fine this afternoon.
Don't be so sure.
You heard the forecast this morning, didn't you?
No, that's why I'm worried.
Why not try the 24-hour telephone weather forecast service?
Gee, how come I didn't think of that? I'll do it right away.I'm wondering if it's going to be fine this afternoon.
For what?
The sports meeting. It's fixed at 2 o'clock, but the fog. You can only see a short distance.
But don't you see the winds beginning to lift it up? I bet it will be fine this afternoon.
Don't be so sure.
You heard the forecast this morning, didn't you?
No, that's why I'm worried.
Why not try the 24-hour telephone weather forecast service?
Gee, how come I didn't think of that? I'll do it right away.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Text 7. Is anything wrong, Alexandra?
I received a letter from my parents this morning. I miss them very much. The Molinas treat me so nicely, and I love being with the family so much. But when I received the letter with a photograph of my family, I cried.
You really miss your family, don't you?
Yes. I know I must seem silly.It's not like I have nobody. I like the Molinas very much, and they are so kind to me.
Hey, why don't we go out for a hamburger and French fries? That'll cheer you up, and you can use my Walkman.
That's a good idea. But if we go out, please don't complain about your math teacher or your math homework. I want to have fun.
Is anything wrong, Alexandra?
I received a letter from my parents this morning. I miss them very much. The Molinas treat me so nicely, and I love being with the family so much. But when I received the letter with a photograph of my family, I cried.
You really miss your family, don't you?
Yes, I know I must seem silly. It's not like I have nobody.I like the Molinas very much, and they are so kind to me.
Hey, why don't we go out for a hamburger and French fries? That'll cheer you up, and you can use my Walkman.
That's a good idea. But if we go out, please don't complain about your math teacher or your math homework. I want to have fun.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Text 8. John, how many years have you been studying at this college?
I started, 1 year ago. What is it that you're studying? Computing, isn't it? Basic programming?
Yes, I worked as a computer programmer after I graduated from high school.
So why are you doing basic programming now?
No, advanced programming.
Right. Well, here we are at the student center.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, well, it has to be. There are 500 students on campus and 50 staff.
Oh, look, there's some information about clubs.
I'm already a member of the table tennis club and the film club. Do you want to play table tennis?
I'm not much good, I'm afraid. What about the film club? How much is it to join?
For second-year students, it's cheaper.Only £10. But for first-year students, it's £20, I think. Do you want to become a member?
Why not?
Okay, let's go to the student information office over there.
John, how many years have you been studying at this college?
I started, 1 year ago. What is it that you're studying? Computing, isn't it?Basic programming?
Yes, I worked as a computer programmer after I graduated from high school.
So why are you doing basic programming now?
No, advanced programming.
Right. Well, here we are at the student center.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, well, it has to be. There are 500 students on campus and 50 staff.
Oh, look. There's some information about clubs.
I'm already a member of the table tennis club and the film club. Do you want to play table tennis?
I'm not much good, I'm afraid. What about the film club? How much is it to join?
For second-year students, it's cheaper. Only £10. But for first-year students, it's £20, I think. Do you want to become a member?
Why not?
Okay, let's go to the student information office over there.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
Text 9. Lisa, what's the matter? You look so sad.
Oh, Tom, you wouldn't believe what's happening.
What is it? Is someone ill? Has there been an accident?
Oh, nothing like that. My parents have to work in Hangzhou. We'll have to move there. I'm really sad about that.
Hangzhou? But that's a wonderful place. I'm so glad for you.
You don't understand. I'll have to go to a new school where I won't know anyone, and I won't have my friends again.
Don't be silly, Lisa. Of course you'll see us again. And just think of the place, Hangzhou, a beautiful place. You'll make new friends. You'll get a new house and everything.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. Well, I guess you're right. And I could always come back here for a visit.
I've always wanted to go to Hangzhou. Now that you'll be there, maybe my parents will let me go there to visit you. Lisa, what's the matter? You look so sad.
Oh, Tom, you wouldn't believe what's happening.
What is it? Is someone ill? Has there been an accident?
Oh, nothing like that. My parents have to work in Hangzhou. We'll have to move there. I'm really sad about that.
Hangzhou? But that's a wonderful place. I'm so glad for you.
You don't understand. I'll have to go to a new school where I won't know anyone, and I won't have my friends again.
Don't be silly, Lisa. Of course you'll see us again. And just think of the place. Hangzhou, a beautiful place. You'll make new friends. You'll get a new house and everything.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way. Well, I guess you're right. And I could always come back here for a visit.
I've always wanted to go to Hangzhou. Now that you'll be there, maybe my parents will let me go there to visit you.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Text 10. Miss Jenkins was born in a rich family. She liked all food that was rich in fat and sugar, so she got fatter and fatter. Her workmates often laughed at her for it. She was angry with them and couldn't get on well with them. But her weight brought her some trouble. No young man would like a fat girl like her. And now she was more than 30. so she had to live alone. She went to see the doctors. They gave her a list of healthy food and advised her to lose weight. And of course, it was difficult for her to do so. For example, it was her birthday one day. She went to a restaurant and bought a nice cake. The waiter asked her how many pieces she wanted him to cut it into. She thought for a while and said she was losing weight, so the cake should be cut into only 2 pieces, not into 6. Miss Jenkins was born in a rich family. She liked all food that was rich in fat and sugar, so she got fatter and fatter. Her workmates often laughed at her for it. She was angry with them and couldn't get on well with them. But her weight brought her some trouble. No young man would like a fat girl like her. And now she was more than 30, so she had to live alone. She went to see the doctors. They gave her a list of healthy food and advised her to lose weight. And of course, it was difficult for her to do so. For example, it was her birthday one day. She went to a restaurant and bought a nice cake. The waiter asked her how many pieces she wanted him to cut it into. She thought for a while and said she was losing weight, so the cake should be cut into only 2 pieces, not into 6.